Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Learn Out Loud, and of course, my vlog radio community and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Hope you had an enjoyable Thanksgiving and enjoyable extended holiday weekend. Well, today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And of course, later I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight I'm going to be sharing a few tips for you to get organized for the holidays and beyond. So it's all about getting organized for the holidays. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for this week. But first, I posted a question on my social media on how long does it take you to decorate for the holidays. And some of you said 2 hours. Some of you said you take days. So I thank you so much for sharing and responding to my question of the week. And be sure to be on the lookout for next week's catch question on my social media, whether you follow me via Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And I'm going to start putting this on Instagram as well. So before I jump into our topic, I did a weekly Google search on holiday traditions around the globe. And Christmas time in London is tea time. So Christmas tea time in London, beating a hollow log, Catalonia, massive Eiffel sculptures in China, finding the perfect tree is part of Paris's tradition, and eating traditional foods in India is part of their holiday traditions. So I just wanted to share those with you. And, of course, you can always feel free to share yours on my social media, your holiday traditions, because tis the season. So for those of you who do not know who I am the podcast producer as well as host of this podcast for over 7 years. I was named the Clutter-Free Queen by Peter Walsh on the Rachel Ray Show and have been helping people organize their homes, offices, and lives for over 24 years. So sit back and get your pen, you get your paper, or you can just listen on just some strategies that will definitely, I feel, help you be more organized for the holidays. And some of you heard them before, and these are strategies you can use not only during the holidays, but at any time throughout the year. So the first one is your time. Specifically around this time of year, learn to say no. You know, it's not just a holiday. But, you know, during this season, you are doing a lot. You're working. Plus, you're taking care of family. Hopefully, you put yourself on the list as well. But you got a lot going on. So sometimes you got to say no because you cannot do everything. Also, making sure you plan the night before. whether you're going shopping for food or shopping for gifts, or you have to buy postage because you are mailing Christmas cards, and making sure that you have everything you need, whether it's a list, whether it's the cards, or whether it's just making sure you have your debit or credit card or cash with you. And you know, you save yourself 15 minutes when you do that planning in the evening. Making sure you have your list. So whether it's your list for foods, list your recipes, your gift list, your to-do list, your cleaning list, all of those things, you know, making sure you have, because that keeps you on target, on track. And then, of course, scheduling everything and doubling the time. Now, this time of the year, you may take a little longer for you to find a parking spot in the shopping mall. Or even if you're shopping online sometimes, you may have technical issues. Or if you're going grocery shopping, you may take you a little longer because the lines are longer, going to the post office. So take that into consideration. If you think, oh, this is going to be a quick trip, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, make sure you double that time so that you are not stressed out because you feel like you are running into your next appointment. You're going to be late. Traffic's going to be hectic. So always double your time no matter what task you're doing. And if you get done early, it's a bonus. But even if you don't, you allotted that time in your schedule. So instead of taking 15 minutes, it takes like an hour in the post office. But if you schedule that hour, then you are not as stressful. And that's another thing. All of this pre-planning and list and doing things the night before, it really helps you reduce your stress levels. So think about that. And, of course, it's always good to jot down notes all year long about what your friends and family would like to have. You know, order as many gifts as you can by mail to avoid the jammed parking lots, crowded stores, and the long lines. So that's something you want to do. Keeping track of it all. Of course, write everything down. You want to definitely at least once a week review the family activity schedule, because that will allow you to know where everyone is, what type of transportation, especially for the younger kids, they may need to get here and there, and how you can accommodate that in your schedule, or your spouse can accommodate it in their schedule as well. But also, because the holiday season can get a little hectic, just making sure that you do spend some quality time with those in your house under the same roof and those you truly want to spend time with, family and friends. Also, it may be good to establish a place for a family bulletin board so that everybody visually sees where everybody is, and also it can give you a better understanding of, okay, next week's going to be a little stressful because we've got a lot going on, so maybe we need to do some pre-planning with our meals. Maybe we need to just plan all our outfits out. Maybe we need to have some strategies so that each and every time we go out the door, we know that we have everything we need, so not to waste time. And then in regards to just the things in your home and in your life, you definitely want to have a place for everything. You want to have a place for your keys. You want to have a place for your shoes when you come in the door. You want to make sure your coats are hung up. You want to have a place, a designated place for your purse as well. Put things back. If you wear a coat, put it back. If you wear some shoes, put them back. If you wear some earrings, put them back. Throw out as what you don't need. Throw out as much of what you don't need. If it's broken, if it's too old to get repaired, if it's tangled, if it's outdated, I can go down the list, but really begin to strategize on how you can move stuff that is no longer useful out of the front door. And, of course, you want to recycle as much as you can. And when you do begin to develop systems for things, you want to definitely label them as well. So that's key. And you want to definitely make sure your kitchen is organized, because you'll be doing a lot of, whether you're going to be cooking at home or making dishes to take somewhere, or maybe you're entertaining and you've got appetizers. It is nothing like having an organized kitchen so you can function effectively and efficiently. You're not wasting time looking for things, and you can always know your inventory so you're not wasting money buying something that you already have on stock and in hand. And also making sure you eliminate duplicates, because once a client was about to purchase steak knives, and after an organizing session, she discovered she had a set of knives, so she really didn't have to buy any more. So, and how many holiday items do you have and continue to have but you don't use anymore? You know, really begin to look at those items and see if you can use, if you're going to use them in regard to your entertaining, or if you can use them around the home as a decorative piece. Categorizing and storing items similar together, and this is still, I'm still in the kitchen, you know, your pots, your bowls, your storage containers, conveniently placing them so they're accessible to you, making sure you have a cooking section, a baking section, snack section. And, of course, designate storage for items not used often after the holidays. So right now you're probably putting away the Thanksgiving plates and turkey plates and things like that, so you can begin to pull out the Christmas dishware as well. And create a storage area for bulk items, because you may need bulk paper towels, bulk toilet paper, other types of items. So designate a space in the garage, in the basement, or in a pantry storage closet, so you can have access to that. So, again, you can always know what you have, because if you see one roll and think you may need another roll of paper towels, but if you have a designated spot, then you will realize, okay, I have got at least 12 more rolls, so I don't need any more. And you're not going out and wasting your time as well as your money. And then using organizing products to maximize the space, whether you use shelf organizers, drawer organizers, cabinet organizers, over-the-door organizers for your plates and for other items that you use to entertain and cook with, will help you definitely maximize the space that you have in your home as well as in your kitchen. Now let's move on to the paper. So we talked about the time, which the one key to that is making sure that you plan the night before in regards to, you know, the things, just eliminating duplicates, but making sure you have a place for everything and putting things back. In regards to your paper, get rid of the junk mail. Get rid of old catalogs from last Christmas, 2017, and only keep the ones that you need. And if possible, rip the page out, put the name of the company and a contact number, so therefore you don't have to keep the old catalog. You can just keep a folder of gift ideas. Recycle all the newspapers. Go from room to room and recycle the newspaper as well as the circulars that you don't read and you don't need because you don't shop at those stores. You want to scan as much as possible, specifically receipts, because what happens is over time they become faded. Before you know it, you don't know what you purchased or where you purchased it from. So get in the habit sometimes of really scanning those important receipts for those big ticket items. And, of course, shredding. This is a great time of year to get rid of a lot of the stuff in your home and your life that you will never need again, use again, or want again, because you don't want to go into a new year with all the old stuff from the past. So definitely think about scanning it and shredding it as well. So those are my quick tips for organizing for the holiday. You know, number one, just making sure that you plan the night before, and also making sure that you put things back where they belong, and also getting rid of stuff, the old stuff that you don't need. 2017 catalogs, you don't need them, because all you can do is you can get a really good updated one as well. So those were my tips for those holidays. I'm going to take a quick break because I want to take a sip of water, and I will be right back.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And this is a great time of year to be thinking about if you want to decide to add more storage space in a closet, in a kitchen, create an office, get a Murphy bed for your home. This is a great time to begin to talk to the people at Closet and Storage Concepts. You know, get some ideas, get some budgets, and then kick off the new year with an organized space. So what a great way to do that as well. So now, Audible, our sponsor Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download the title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. Again, that is audibletrial.com/getorganized. My audiobook selection for this week is The Decluttering Handbook, How to Get Clutter-Free and Stay Organized for Life. And what you will get from this book will be some of the benefits of decluttering your home, how to get started on the living room, why the kitchen needs some extra care, the reason that your bathroom is not as scary as you might think when it comes to cleaning, and creating a great place to sleep through organization. So, again, it is a declutter handbook and how to get clutter-free and stay clutter-free. And you can get your free 30-day trial membership and a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized to get your free copy. So now I wanted to move on because if you are tired of living in piles, if you are ready to find things the first time you look, and do you want to better manage your time in life, well, then you need to join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member, which is paid membership, of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of you organizing challenges and receive strategies from me that will help you get your life in order. For an investment of $7 per month, you will have access to personal strategy sessions with me. I recently had one this evening at 7 o'clock, and one of the members was online, and you know, we were chatting back and forth, live organizing strategies, Q&As, participate in an organizing 365 challenge and weekly declutter focus, which that's what I talked about this evening on our live organizing strategies Q&A. Be the first to see product reviews, and etc. So please check it out. It is a paid membership for those of you, because I've been receiving some requests to join the group, but it is a paid membership. So be sure to go to janetmtaylor.com and click on the link for the Get My Life Totally Organized group. Once you pay your dollar membership, because it's $1 for 30 days, just so you can try it out, once you do that, then you will receive an email from me with instructions on how you can become a member of the group. Because what's happening is people are joining, people are paying, but unfortunately they're not checking the emails. So please, 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 because I want you to be a part of it. I want to be your accountability person. I want to help you on your journey to getting an organized life. So again, go to janetmtaylor.com, click the link for the Facebook Get My Life Totally Organized group so you can join, you can have access, and also I've created a private Pinterest board for them as well. And I'm going to be giving them a little surprise for the rest of the year. So please check it out, and I look forward to seeing you in the group. So some tailor's tips time. Number one, sit down for a weekly scheduling meeting with yourself and other members of your family. Number two, schedule at least one fun thing to do with family and friends every week. Number three, always clean up and put things away. Number four, recycle store bags if you don't need them, because that can get out of hand as well. And number five, plan the night before, which is basically a recap of what I shared with you earlier. So that's my tips from Taylor's Tip Time. Have you been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish? Let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with my virtual sessions. All you have to do is go to my contact page to schedule a free 15-minute session. And then after that, we can talk about how I can give you some strategies on how to organize your space, your time, and your life. Because usually I can do it, once I see photos, I can do it very quick. And, of course, you know, I do work with clients on a regular basis, whether weekly, whether monthly, to help them on their journey to living an organized life and being their accountability coach as well. So go to my contact page and let's schedule a 15-minute free session and see how I can help you on your journey to living that organized life. Well, I want to thank you for following me on social media and for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. Please continue to share. And also, you know, of course, in the coming year, I plan on doing weekly YouTube videos. So please be sure to check that out as well. Check out my Pinterest board, Organized Kitchen. It's all about time, as well as just some seasonal tips as well. So please be sure to visit my board as well. Well, today is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday, and I want you to eliminate the broken holiday ornaments. That's all. Eliminate those broken holiday ornaments that we keep holding on to because it might be a keepsake, it might be a vintage piece, etc. We go back and forth, but it's really just a broken ornament. So think about tossing that and Toss It Tuesday. Now with my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion, and my product suggestion for the week. My app suggestion is an app called Christmas Gift List. You can create a list, share it, and keep track of your budget, which is probably a great thing to do, specifically when you're shopping and you want to stay within budget. So again, that's Christmas Gift List. My repurpose is using items to make holiday decorations on my repurpose board. And, of course, you can take old cards and transform them into so many things. You can take old cards and make them into name tags. You can take old cards and use them in mason jars as a cover. You can take old cards and just use them to create name tags, gift tags, so many other things as well. So go to my repurpose board for more additional ideas. And, of course, my product suggestion this week is that in my Amazon shop, I have products that are $20 and under, but I also have other products as well. So there's a link on this page, so be sure to check it out and give the gift of organization. You can get some stocking stuffers, anything from stocking stuffers, or maybe you know somebody who has a home office who needs a chair. Somebody who's a chef could use some things to organize their kitchen. You've got the fashionista who could use some things to organize her jewelry. Maybe you've got a pet owner who could use some items to organize things as well. So whatever it is, I've got a great list of some suggested products, so you can check that out. And, of course, be sure to check out my Amazon shop as well and give the gift of organizing, because if you've got Amazon Prime, basically, you could take you right through there and you can still have your benefits. So I don't take away any of the benefits you have from your Amazon shop as well. So the quote for this week is, sharing the holiday with other people and feeling that you're giving of yourself gets you past all the commercialism. And that's Caroline Kennedy. Well, I am excited because these next few shows will be brief. And then, of course, we're going to end the year off because next week we're going to do business and office organizing tips. Then I'm going to end with some life organizing tips. And then our final show for 2018 will be with Beth Macy. And we're going to talk about just living a simple life in the new year. So the next couple of episodes are going to be a little short, maybe about 30 minutes. But then, of course, we got Beth Macy. And then I'm really excited because in the new year, you know, change is a good thing. And one of the things, of course, I've already got my line of guests lined up, so I'll be reaching out to them, and I'm excited. And once they start confirming, I will let you know what those topics are and who those guests are going to be. They're going to be some familiars, but they're also going to be some new people as well. So I'm excited about that. And also one of the things that I want to move towards is that in addition to having a audio, because all of our guests moving forward will be pre-recorded, but not only having an audio, but also a video. So that's one of the things I want to move forward to in the new year is that we will be doing a video. And so the video portion of the interview, just the interview, not the entire show, will be posted on my social media as well as on my YouTube pages so that because a lot of times now guests may want to show the book cover, but they also may want to show you a product that could really help you organize your life. And, of course, I'm sure beautiful faces of some of my wonderful guests who in the coming year we have an international audience. We speak to an international audience, but we're going to be having international guests. So I'm excited about that. So I'm going to be working on that, working on the back end. So that's one of the things I wanted to share with you. Also, I will be returning to the Philadelphia Home Show January 12th as well as January 13th. As it gets closer, I will let you know those times. But again, it will be at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, Philadelphia Home Show, January 12th, January 13th, Organizing Your Life 101. And something I have been wanting to do for a while is I wanted to have a year-end shredding event. A few years ago, a friend was looking for some shredding events. Of course, they really don't have them at the end of the year. And I shared my idea with a woman. She said, hey, let's do this. So we're going to have a year-end shredding event on Saturday, December 29th from 10 to 1. I will be sharing the information via my social media, and, of course, I will be sharing it in the coming weeks as well. So, again, a year-end shredding event. So if you've got papers, if you've got stuff in your home and in your life that you need to get rid of and you're in the Philadelphia area, then you need to attend this event. Basically, what I did was this nice holiday, long holiday weekend. I stayed in. I touched every box, every container that I had, every drawer, every closet, because this is a temporary space for me until I move again to something more permanent. And I said, I wanted to touch everything. What am I moving with that I don't need to move with? What am I holding on to in my life that I don't need to have anymore? So as a result, for those of you who know, I went to a shredding event a couple weeks ago and had two bags. Well, after this last whirlwind clean, I have two bags and a box of stuff I can get rid of. So I'm hoping to encourage you over these next few weeks, especially if you're in the Philadelphia area, not only to attend the shredding event, but, of course, also next year, come out and see me at the Philadelphia Home Show. So I truly want to thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of your listeners, all of your downloads. So, again, sharing the holiday with others and feeling that you're giving of yourself gets you past all the commercialism. So make sure that you tune in next week for office and organizing tips for the year end, life organizing tips. the week after that, and we'll be ending the year with Beth Macy. So, and of course, if you're looking to give the gift of organization to someone who could really use something to help them organize their home, space, and life, be sure to check out my Amazon page. So, again, until next time, you have a clutter-free day, but most of all, you have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.